Chapter 43, Relinquishing Responsibility, / Delegation, 2024. Relinquishing Responsibility, / Delegation, 2024. Very important stuff. Very important stuff. Every company owner expects to hire people to do the job, and those people, without any supervision, will do their job and accomplish success, allowing the business to continually just send more money to the boss. Hey, I don't even have to reread that. You guys know exactly what I'm saying, right? But I'm going to anyway. Every company owner expects to hire people to do the job, and those people, without any supervision, will do their job and accomplish success, allowing the business to continually just send more money to the boss. That is a misconception, lie, incorrect thinking, mistake, bad thought, recipe for disaster, and above all things, for the CEO, an absolute financial death trap for the company and for the owner. You're headed for personal loan guarantees, SBA, lines of credit, hard money because of an error in judgment mistakenly described as growth, family, or even God. Somehow, a fiduciary, like you or me, has left someone in charge that shouldn't be in charge. And one way or another, at some point, a decision like that causes mayhem. If your eyes aren't on your company, your eyes are not seeing what needs to be seen, period. Let's make it clear from the perspective of the world. Government and power over the people. Let's think about that for a second. Relinquishing responsibility, delegation. Let's put it with government for a second. We already get it that, you know, you put the wrong person in charge of your company and go on vacation. When you come back, there's a mess. There could be a big mess. If you let that happen over many months, you don't pay attention over many months, over a couple of years, you're in big trouble. Bankruptcies, so on and so forth. But let's make an example. Let's make an example in government. Make it easy to understand. Perspective of the world, government, and power over the people. If you give up your right to vote, your gun, your independence, you lose. Happens all over the world, happens all the time. You vote for the wrong guy and he gets in, it's all bad. Any different than a company? No, it's not. I'll show you. But first, let's remind ourselves of what happens in democracy when the people let go of the vote. This is just not my opinion, this is just the way it is. When you let go of the vote, weak, worthless, and wicked men will thrust themselves into power and in the end bring ruin upon themselves and on the unhappy people over whom they preside. That was written by a guy named Clark, one of my favorite old-time clergymen. Bad people get in when you're not paying attention. Your company is the same way if you don't pay attention. Who's running the show? Who did you leave in charge? Also, when thinking about government, really drive it home. Think about violence. Without correct delegation, you will find yourself in a violent country. As many are, as I said, right now, all over the world. Like, who's in power? I'll tell you, when that happens, somebody you don't want to depend on, that's for sure. Any different than your company? Well, you won't know until you have a lawsuit on your desk. If you put somebody in charge that governs with an iron fist, tells people what to do and is abusive, you'll have a lawsuit on your desk. The problem of following a man who comes to power through violence, it is only a matter of time until the same violence is turned against those who helped him come to power. Because not only will you be sued for what he has done, but he'll sue you. We have to be ever so careful with the authority that God has given each one of us. Well, let's get back to the votes. You still have your vote, at least here in America, we hope. At least here in America. This applies to government only, or does it? That's the question. No, of course not. What happens when you allow a customer not to pay you? Again and again and again without collection. You can't collect, won't pay you. Still, for some reason, you bid jobs from this person for fear that you might not work. You see the craziness in that? Work for who? A menace? And now you're under the hand of a dictator. And if you don't finish the job, Good chance that he'll sue you and he hasn't paid you. And yet we bid jobs from a guy like that when we know the animal. If that happens in your business, who is responsible? You. Proverbs 25:26, like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. When we put people that shouldn't be there, we're opening the door for the enemy to do what? Anything. Does the enemy ever do anything good? No. No. Okay, enough about relinquishing responsibility. Well, we'll get back to it in a second. Delegation. Let's talk about delegation. If you do it wrong, you relinquish your responsibility. What? You mean there's a right way to do it? I thought you were going to get me in trouble for that. Well, if you can walk away from the business for any reason, right, wrong, good, or bad, are you walking away for stress or for God? What do you mean? Well, are you walking away stress, health reasons? Or are you just disobedient? You don't feel like working? Listen, before I talk about disobedience, I want to say I don't believe in stress as a victim. I believe stress happens to me when I don't do things I know I should. The stress comes when I know I should be doing what I should be doing and I don't do it. I know I should be. I planned this vacation and by golly, I'm going on it, even if I am in bankruptcy and I got 5 hearings to show up for. I promised and I'm going. You have to adjust when it comes to responsibility. But let's set that to the side and talk about disobedience. But I do want to put that out there. For me, stress happens when I don't do what I'm supposed to do, not when I'm doing what I should do. That's pressure. That's something else. Pressure is good. We love the pressure, or we wouldn't be CEOs or owners of companies. Let's talk about disobedience for a second. Disobedience is just kissing off a great job because I don't feel like it for whatever reason. Doesn't matter. I just don't feel like it. I ain't going to do it. If that's you, don't worry. It's over anyway. There's no need for you to listen to me another second. It's over. I just don't feel like going to work. I don't feel like I'm the boss. I just don't feel like it. This lesson won't matter to you. If that be you, this won't matter. But if you say, oh my gosh, I don't want that to be me, then we go to pressure, not stress, pressure. I don't want stress. I want to do what I'm supposed to do. I don't want the stress of not doing what I'm supposed to do. I want the pressure of doing my job. That's different than stress. That's different than stress. Pressure, now that's something you can get addicted to. Pressure to do the work I get to do, I love to do, I'm so thankful for. Pressure to feel the pressure that I've got something to do, I'm needed, I'm necessary, I'm ready. Not everybody gets to own a company. I get to get up and run my company today. Not everybody who has a company gets to keep it. Not everybody who has a company gets to keep it. But the people who do keep it love it. They can't wait to get to work. You'd have to claw them away from the chair, away from the office. You'd have to claw them away. A breach of fiduciary duty could mean that you have delegated tasks of authority and they fail. So for a guy that wants to do well, wants to balance, wants to feel the pressure, you can't do everything unless you balance out. You can't do everything you're supposed to do unless you balance out, unless you take care of everything in your life. But a guy who wants his business, he does that. He wants to do that, especially when you point it out to him that that's what you have to do. But what's a breach? How do you blow this relinquishing responsibility? You delegate incorrectly. You delegate tasks of authority to someone who should not have authority, and they fail. You failed them, your company, and yourself, and, dare I say it, well, did you fail God? If he gave you something to do and you decided not to do it, gave it to somebody else, if God wanted that somebody else to do it, he would have given it to them first, right? And what happens when you breach your fiduciary duty? I have seen it so often in my life, people cease to exist. The position, the company, they just cease to exist. A company fades away and the owner, the legend in the mind, disappears. It's over. And they're left with nothing more than the memory of being special without being special anymore. Breach of fiduciary duty, relinquishing responsibility. If you give it away, you may lose it forever. People lose their company, they just simply cease to be. You don't hear from them anymore. You don't hear about them anymore. Rather, let's stay the course, work the day, the chores given by God. Let him lead the next assignment. Let him lead, Jeremiah 45:5. And do you seek great things for yourself? Do not seek them, for behold, I will bring adversity on all flesh, says the Lord. But I will give your life to you as a prize in all places wherever you go. You don't have to think about what I want to do or what I don't want to do. He gives you great things to do. Why would you say, I got to leave my post? Relinquishing responsibility. Get it? God's way rocks. My way just rolls away. Oh, I know. When you write things like that, it is the Holy Spirit. Get it? God's way rocks, and my way just rolls away. Something that crosses my mind. Life is short. Life is short. How much time do I have to do what? How much time do I have to do what? You're not promised tomorrow. You could be dead in an hour, in a minute, tomorrow morning. A lot of people get up today and don't know it's their last day on earth. So life is short. How much time do I have to do what? Do what? Well, rather than take a vacation, or I could take a vacation to teach my children to hunt, to work, to love God, and to prosper through the word of God in their own hands. How to use their hands to work, to make money. I could pay for their college. If they let me help and choose wisely, I could pay for their college. Well, yeah, I'm going to talk about that for a second. I could tell them I'm going to pay for your college, but you got to help me choose wisely. Let me help you choose wisely, not foolishly. I only have a short time, but I best use it right. Psalm 90:12-17. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Now, I'm going to tell you in a second, people work all the time and they say, I want to leave my kids some money. Why do you want to do that? So they can spend it stupidly and hurt themselves? They didn't earn it. Take the time that you have right now. Can you still do your job and teach your kids to hunt, work, love God? Yes. Yes. Look, we'll talk about it in a second. People have good reasons to excuse themselves from responsibility and delegate to employees. It makes sense to everybody on earth. No, it doesn't. Not to those people that have done it correctly. It does not make sense because they know it is not profitable for anything. Their families, their businesses, their children, good reasons people have to disobey and throw away the authority God has given it. God has given authority to you. We're like, no, I can't take the stress. Cut it out. Moses led how many millions of people across? Did he sound, well, but Moses is having stressful days. He's taking off right now. Man, I'm telling you, you give away authority for even a second, do that at your own risk. Well, you might say, well, then, Mr. Pat Know-It-All, how do I take a break and stay in the game? How do I spend time with my family? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Jesus is the example of recess time for a soldier of the Lord. Jesus is the example. Yes, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Luke 5:16. But he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. You know, the scripture there doesn't mention going to Monaco for a 2-week fun in the sun vacation. Jesus would pray. Let me talk about a guy. Jesus would pray. Now, look, I know he's an overachiever, right? Jesus is God. You're like, well, I'm not God. And if I told my wife I was God, or if I told my husband I was God, it wouldn't go over so good. Let's talk about Elijah for a minute. Elijah was one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. He had a bad day one day. In this little story, he had a real bad day. He was a hunted man, and he was tired of running. And he needed a break, in quotes, needed a break. 1 Kings 19:4-8, and he prayed that he might die and said, it's enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's. Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. Wow, that was pretty big. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. So he arose and ate and drank. And he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. He was strengthened by God. Elijah took a break, and God knows he needed one, right? A little prayer, lunch, and a backpack on the path. Right back on the path, man. In God's strength, mercy, grace, and love. Right back on the path, man. I take a lesson from this scripture. Now, I know it's been a hard lesson so far. Been hard. Let's get back to delegation. It's necessary. You got to do it right. Jesus used delegation. Delegation doesn't mean you leave your post. Jesus used delegation with his team, but he never left them. If you do delegation correctly, you do not relinquish responsibility. Jesus delegated authority, but he never left them. He gave them things to do. Really, they really had things to do. But he was there to oversee. And by the way, when Jesus left for heaven, he didn't leave anybody alone. He didn't leave mankind alone. He left the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit descended from heaven and is with you here today, right now, 7:56 Pacific Standard Time, right now. Nobody took 2 weeks to go to the club anywhere in Scripture. Matthew 10:16, look, I am sending you out as sheep among wolves. So be as shrewd as snakes and harmless as doves. Verse 20 continues, for it is not you who will be speaking, it will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Oh, right there he is. Look, I'm sending you out to go to work. I'm giving you authority. Right there in Matthew, I'm sending you out, but don't worry. You got to be sharp. You got to be sharp. I'm sending you out among wolves, so you have to be shrewd as snakes. And yet harmless as doves. You have to love like God, but you have to be shrewd as snakes. Whoa, that's something, right? But don't worry. The Father will be speaking through you when it's time to speak, teach, when it's time to direct. Wow, that's delegation, buddy. That's delegation. However, you do notice what the last line says, it will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. You do get the power of that, the strength, the heaviness of that. You are never alone. These guys were never alone. Jesus did not delegate and then take a trip to the Bahamas. He stayed tight with his team. Matthew 28:18-20. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Always. Always. Listen, no, but I'm taking care of the universe, so I got to take a couple of weeks off in December because, you know, I got to get some stuff done for Christmas. No, always. I am with you always, always to the very end of the age. He is the example of overachieving. Well, it's not overachieving. It is doing what you're supposed to do. We just call doing what you're supposed to be doing overachieving. Don't we always want to give our employees a bonus because they did what they're supposed to do? We ruin people saying, great job, you did better than ever. When they're just doing what they're supposed to do. Call it like it is. Thank you for being where you're supposed to be. We get paid for doing what we're supposed to do. But we expect a bonus for doing what we're supposed to do. Where do we get all this stuff? The myth that somebody else can do your job is the worst one. The myth that somebody else can do your job in your absence is a myth. It's just a myth. It's just that, a myth. To rest is one thing. Leaving your post is quite another. Obedience is doing what is right, whether you'd rather do something else. Obedience is doing what's right when you'd rather be doing something else. Do what needs to be done. But if you don't do it and you go on vacation, you will be stressed the whole time. Oh, I didn't do it. I wonder what's happening. Well, that is if you're responsible. If you're not responsible, like I said, this won't matter to you. This whole lesson doesn't matter to you. Enjoy the day today because you're not going to have a company very long. Obedience is doing what is right when you'd rather do something else. God's will is generally doing what you don't want to do. Hello? Everybody says, what's God's will? What you don't want to do. But when you do God's will, it feels much better. Less stress. More pressure. Pressure, good. Yeah, I want it. Give it to me. Bring it on. Me and God, we're going to tackle this baby. Psalm 40, verse 8. I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. Now that's a guy that's going to win. I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. Giving the job to somebody else? Would you give that? That's a guy who wants, I take joy. And he's going to give it to somebody else? Doubtful. That's a guy that's going to win. That's one of the CEOs that gets to keep his company. Giving the job to somebody else without proper supervision is not profitable. Luke 16:10, if you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. Well, I was just taking a break. That's not dishonest. Oh, really? Oh, really? Leaving people alone who don't know how to be you and expecting them to just be you and send money? Taking yourself offline? Isn't dishonest and saying that I have to do this for me? I have to do it for God, country, my family? That's not dishonest. You work your job for God, family, and yourself. That's why you have your job. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, in the long run, we shape our lives and we shape ourselves. The process never ends until we die. And the choices we make are ultimately our own responsibility. Like I said, not many people have a company, and not many people get to keep a company. I'm going to tell you how to do it in a second and take a vacation, so don't worry. There's a way out, how to take a break and keep it, but it's very simple. Most of you do it all the time. But all of us can fall prey to that stupid thinking that somebody can do my job while I'm gone. I will delegate it. I will delegate it in 50 companies, and I will just be the fat cat that sits back and collects the money. Guess again. You know what? There used to be a TV show out called The Prophet. And The Prophet came and fixed all the companies that he did. He had like, I don't know, 150, 200 companies over a couple of seasons, right? He invested in all of them. When it was time for me to do a television show, I didn't have time to do a television show. I couldn't do that. And I couldn't make people look foolish. I consider everybody that I work with a hero. All of us out here trying to go for America, go for our families, right? So I told them, you know what? What I'll do is when there's a television show to fix the profit, because you can't fix and invest in 200 companies and leave them and expect that they're going to just send you money as a partner. It ain't going to happen. So when he goes upside down, I'll help the profit. How about that? I just got that call about 3 months ago. Well, they can't sell that television show now because nobody cares. Nobody cares. So what am I saying to you? What is Eleanor Roosevelt saying here? You have free will. You make your own choices, your own responsibility. You can't make up the rules and say, this is going to work for me because I like it. It fits me. You got to follow the rules. You can't make a cake the way you want to make it. You either make it the way you make a cake or there ain't no cake. You either run a company the way it's supposed to be run or you don't have a company. Like I said, not many people have a company. And not many people get to keep a company when they get one. Why? Because responsibility is a hard taskmaster. But it's wonderful to have that power that God has given you through you, the Lord, the Lord's power and discernment. Why would I want to leave that? Responsibility is a hard taskmaster. So what? Free will allows all of us to fail at our own rate. That's the option. Or give God the glory, man. Or give God the glory. Go to work and give God the glory. God gives us the choice. Matthew 7, 13, 14, enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. And only a few find it. George Bernard Shaw said, and I quote, liberty means responsibility. That is why most men dread it. You have been given the job of watchman. What's that? What's watchman? Doesn't it sound kind of cool? Sounds like a movie, a television show, The Watchman. Ezekiel 33, 4 through 6. Then if anyone hears the trumpet but does not heed the warning, and the sword comes and takes their life, their blood will be on their own head. Since they heard the sound of the trumpet, but they did not heed the warning, their blood will be on their own head. If they had heeded the warning, they would have saved themselves. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, and the sword comes and takes someone's life, that person's life will be taken because of their sin. But I will hold the watchman accountable for their blood. Wow. Now that pretty much says relinquishing responsibility. Wow. Did the watchman say, hey, Bob, watch over for things going on right here. I'm going to go take a break. That would be stress. The watchman would be stressed the whole time he was gone from the wall. Get it? Stress is doing it. Stress comes when you're not doing what you should be doing. What should you be doing? Lead, teach, and inspire, man. Lead, teach, and inspire what God gave you through your own example of standing with your team, company, family, church, all of it, your life. Age before beauty, I teach that all the time. One must put the time in. The time in, age before beauty, the process of learning, age. To make a fine wine, you got to age. To bake a cake, to make food, time. You got to put the time in. School, you got to put the time in. You got to put the time in to be great. If this chapter is too much for you, sell your company and get a regular job. Tell God you're sorry that you can't handle the miracles and blessings given to you. Hey, will he still love you? Yes, yes, yes. But after a while, you might not love you. Why? Because you didn't get it. Deuteronomy 29, 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. You see what it's saying? The stuff that God knows, only God knows. Leave it alone. But the stuff he gives you, he gives you forever and your children. Take it, man. You know that song, go on, take the money and run. Yeah, take it. He gave it to you. And the word is what he has given you. The word is gold, platinum. It's better than any riches on earth. The word will keep you in line. You're the boss, man. You're the boss. It is revealed to you. You are the boss. Why wouldn't you utilize the Lord to be a better boss? Isaiah 46, 11b. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. That's what he will do with you. He will make you a better boss because you love what he's done for you and you love him. This stuff is huge. Micromanage each area of your life. Pray and study over all of it. All the time, every day, every minute, so that you have scripture in your heart and the power of God and your authority over what he has given you. 2 Peter 1, 19, 20. Let me say that again. Have scripture in your heart and the power of God will be in your authority. When you have scripture in your heart, the power of God is in the authority he has given you. 2 Peter 1, 19 through 20. And so we have prophetic word confirmed. How do we know this Bible is so important? Prophetic word. Prophetic word. It tells the future. This book tells the future. We have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed. Heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. God made prophecy so you would know he is God. Every prophecy so far in that book has come true. Not 5 out of 10, 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 10 out of 10. All of them have come true. And the ones that are coming, you're seeing them happen right in front of you. The world is becoming, as Scripture said, not so good. There's nothing in this book that's written by private interpretation. All prophecy in it has been true so far, unlike any other book anywhere. So we read it so our authority every day, our delegation is correct. How we give people responsibility and look over. And how when we are responsible to our families, we have our cell phones, we have our computers, we are in touch with it. We're there. And as we enter this time of the world falling into this great upheaval, and it's crazy out there. Still, God has given you this company. He didn't tell you to worry about the world. He told you, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen so you don't worry. You stick with me, kid, and you're going to heaven. Stick with me. You're going to avoid all this stuff. Stick with me. Stick with me. You're going to avoid this stuff. It's going to be great. He's given you something to do today, however, in the meantime. The company, the balance sheet, family, every dollar to deal with today, yesterday, today, not in preparation for tomorrow, today, get it done today, in conclusion of one day at a time, in order to start the next adventure, if that be tomorrow, God willing, if that be tomorrow, understand what I'm saying. We worry so much about tomorrow, we don't take care of today. He gives you money, and he will direct you with it. It is for your well-being today. If there's any left, let the Holy Spirit direct you tomorrow. You got a bunch of money left? Great, he'll direct you tomorrow. Who wants to be on vacation when Jesus drops by to pick you up? The world is nuts. What do you mean when Jesus drops by? Listen, Jesus says he's coming. He said, the world's going to get crazy and I'm going to come for you. I'm going to come for my church. I'm going to get you out of here before it goes too nuts. And the world is nuts, man. And any war could put the whole thing upside down. And it's happening right now in our economy and in our country. Don't pretend like everything is A-okay. It's A-okay. I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff. Luke 21, 28a. And 34 through 36, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen. And that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. How do you think you're going to feel if Jesus drops by, it's time to go and you're drunk? Taking a break, man, blowing off a little steam. Or you're in the middle of your massive sin. Or you're just wasting time. Well, that's not a sin. It isn't. Wasting my life that God has given me, I don't think it's good. I don't think it comes under the heading of grace. What's happening right now? Why should I be aware? Why should I stick to the list even great, even better? Because it's the work that God gave you. He gave you work to do, so he finds it very important. Do it for him and give him all the glory and honor. Matthew 24:7, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. Happening right now. Right now. Stick to your list. Can you do anything about that? No. Scripture has foretold this happening. It's happening. So what do? The list. Stick to the list. Delegate wisely with your eyes on all people under your authority. To take care of them. To love them. Never leave your post. Even if you have a change in scenery. You got to go on a vacation. The wife wants to go visit. The husband wants to go. You got to go. Family. Okay, make it a point to stay online, man. Stay online. Phone, emails, collections. Who do you think's paying for that break, vacation? Your company, the one God, the Lord God gave you. Jesus, thank you for the blood of Christ that we have today, saved today. That all we have to do is the list. Be 100% available to the life God has given. And let him use what he has made in you for his purpose. Well, what's that going to be? Who cares? It's got to be better than anything I'd think of. In the meantime, whatever's going on, produce, deliver, collect. Teach and inspire. Produce, deliver, collect, lead, teach, and inspire. Produce, deliver, collect, lead, teach, and inspire. What a great job. Chapter 43, Relinquishing Responsibility, Delegation 2024. Do not relinquish responsibility and learn how and when to delegate. Don't give up your responsibility. Don't give away your authority. And learn how and when to delegate correctly. Chores, you delegate chores, not your authority. As I have taught myself to say, I share with you. I hope this touches a chord in you. I hope it plays a note in you. I hope this sends you into the day refreshed, that I have something wonderful to take care of, and God will show me how to do it. What do I say to myself? As I have taught myself to say, I give it to you. My name is Patrick, and I am responsible. In Christ we pray and commend our days. Amen. Chapter 43, Relinquishing Responsibility, Delegation 2024. John.